Glass in the Morning radio program, Tuesday morning, August 11th. Thank you for being with us. And without further ado, we bring in our good friend Tim Thrasher from the MCCSE. Keith, his official title again is?
Director of Business Operations.
I prefer Grand Supremo of all things financial. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Well, we know you're a very busy man, as always, Tim, this time of year, and we appreciate your time. But this year, a little bit different because we know it's budget time. It's always budget time, it seems. Like, but within that ties into perhaps extending the referendum, which looks to be the case moving forward. And there's still some questions that need to be asked and answered. But first of all, let us know where we stand today, August 11th, on what we know with the referendum moving forward, and then we'll get into the budgets a little bit later because I think people are geared in to see when is this going to happen, November, May, what do we need to know, when does it expire, and you are the man with all the details.
All right. Well, the current referendum expires December 31st, 2016. So we'll have a referendum tax rate in 2016. But if it's not renewed, there won't be a referendum tax rate or any referendum support coming in from the taxpayers in 2017 and forward.
Tim, let's review what the referendum has done for the MCCSC in terms of additional money.
All right. Well, significant amounts of it went to restore items that were cut in the 2010 budget reduction process. So we've hired back something like, I think, 80 teachers, 88 teachers in the referendum fund, brought class size down. We've hired back more teachers than were cut in 2010, so we're moving back, moving forward. We've added some areas to try to bolster the classroom in the way of preventionists, interventionists, literacy coaches that we think have had have made a real contribution to education for our students. No. So personnel salary and benefits for classroom teachers and support for them are the major portion of what was done with the referendum dollars.
Now, I don't want to be alarmist, Tim, but with the referendum no longer continues on, that all goes away? Some of it goes away? How does that factor if we're looking at a worst-case scenario?
Well, we were able to build a balance in the referendum fund the first year in 2011 because we started receiving funding January 1st, but we started with the 2011-12 school year actually spending the money. So there was a natural process of accumulating some cash. So we're hopeful that that would carry us for a time. It would be a really drastic loss of revenue to lose $7 million going forward. So that wouldn't last us very long. So it's very important that that funding continue.
Tim, one of the strategic things that the MCCSC did was you never took the amount you were authorized to take. How come? And how strategic was that?
Well, the taxpayers authorized 14.02 cents on the tax rate in the referendum.
That's and, per hundred?
Per $100 of assessed valuation, okay. That's correct. And that assessed valuation has increased modestly. We've been very fortunate in that regard in Monroe County, and our assessed valuation has increased somewhat each year. So at the time of the referendum, we talked about we needed $7.5 million, and so we felt it was important to stick to that, even though the tax rate would generate more than that as the assessed valuation went up. So we brought the actual tax levy, or the amount we collect, we kept it the same but brought the tax rate down to, I think it's in the 12.5 cent range right now. So we're more than 1.5 cents below the tax rate that was approved in the referendum.
Tim, why haven't you maxed out that number?
Well, we felt like we'd made a commitment to the taxpayers that $7.5 million was what we needed, and if we had what you might consider a windfall, because we were fortunate enough to have the assessed valuation going up, and we thought it was important to kind of keep the faith with the taxpayers and not receive more than we had said we actually needed.
The truth of the matter is that if, I don't think there's any question we'll go ahead with a referendum, but the issue is if we go ahead, we're going to be maintaining a tax implication that is already in existence. This will not be a new tax.
Or an increase of tax.
Or an increase, correct, Tim?
That's correct.
I think that's important for people to understand. They think, oh, they're going to gouge me again for 14 more cents mm-hmm. or 14 and a half more cents. Tim, that's simply not the case, is it?
No. And the school board will need to decide exactly what the amount needs to be, but we're already down significantly from the 14 cents. So I would feel comfortable recommending, and I believe Dr. DeMuth would feel comfortable recommending that we not stick with the 14.02 cent tax rate, that we bring that down a significant amount, yet to be determined.
Tim Thrasher is our guest this morning. He's been doing this for 30-something years. I won't rat you out, Tim, on how long you've been doing it. But the reason we have Tim on is to explain this in black and white terms and to point out what the facts are. And again, if you don't like it, that's fine. We don't have a problem with that. We want you to understand it moving forward. And talking about moving forward, the referendum, whether it happens in November or May
right.
on the ballot, Tim, how important financially is that to the corporation? Do you need to get ahead? Is it okay for it to be? Does it matter which election?
I don't think the timing of the election is as important financially as it is possibly politically. So I
right.
think we need to look at how we think or which date we think would provide the best chances that the referendum would pass, because it is so critical to us to have that funding. So from a financial standpoint, it's not as critical whether it's in November or May of 2016.
Meanwhile, Tim, tonight we have a work session to talk both referendum and budget. And budget means we still have to plan for the budget for the coming year. And what kinds of things are we looking at that we need to deal with budget-wise?
Well, the budgets are, I think, going to be pretty close. They'll probably increase some from last year, but pretty modestly, not looking at any really large changes. So I don't think it'll be anything out of the ordinary. Feel comfortable that we're going to be able to keep our total tax rate flat as we have ever since the referendum passed. We discussed previously that the referendum tax rate had actually declined. But we've also considered it very important to keep our overall tax rate across all seven funds as level as we possibly could, because we didn't want to give the impression to the taxpayers that once we passed the referendum, we had an open door to go ahead and increase taxes for 6 years until we had to do it again. We felt it was important to keep our commitment to the taxpayers during the full period of the referendum, which we've been able to do, and so I'd look for that to continue in 2016.
How much help are you getting from the state or not getting from the state, and how much does that factor into your budgeting moving forward?
Well, this has been a better year for us in terms of funding. We're looking at about 3.5% new funding in the general fund through the school funding formula. But it's important to remember that without the referendum money, we're in the bottom 25% of all school corporations and charter schools in the state in terms of funding per pupil. So that's been our situation for a long time, and it continued through 2005. I think that in 2016 there'll be a shift in emphasis from the complexity index to the foundation grant. And as that worked through the political process, it ended up helping us more than it is in recent years. So that 3.5% compares to an average of about 2% new money over the last several years. But again, we've had a significant portion of our staff that's gone for several years without any increase in salary whatsoever. So we think it's important to be reasonable in addressing that issue, but it is an issue that needs to be addressed going forward.
And just to remind people, before the referendum started, schools were funded a little bit differently than they are now, correct? property tax went out the window, and
and
the impact it's made has not been what everybody thought it was going to be. Everybody thought, hey, great, our property taxes are going to go down. We'll cover this somewhere else, but then the recession hit, and here we are.
Yeah. Well, in 2009, I think, was the first year that the change actually went into effect, and the property taxes actually did increase significantly because they were replaced with an increase in the sales tax from 6% to 7%, I believe.
Yeah, and it was a one-time deal, though. That was the only problem, right?
Yeah, yeah. The you may recall in 2010, I think, was where our problem started for the most part. The shift to state funding the general fund, and it was a shift for funding the general fund only. We still rely almost 100% on property taxes for our other funds. But 2010, the state's revenue estimates that the budget was based on didn't materialize, so we were told right at the end of 2009 that statewide school funding would be cut $300 million, and for MCCSC that turned out to be about $2.8 million. So we were already looking at a modest decrease in funding in 2010, and with that added to it, why it really compounded the problem. So that's when we made the cuts initially in 2010 to try to address that issue. And when the referendum was approved in fall of 2010, we were able to restore almost all of the cuts that were made, and in some cases where we didn't restore them 100%, we established programs we thought would improve instruction more than a small increase or a small decrease in the class size. So that's when we brought in positions like the literacy coaches to try to provide further assistance with reading in particular for classroom teachers.
Tim, great job as always. Keith, what time is the meeting tonight so if people would like to hear what's going on?
We're going at 5:30.
5:30, and that's at the North, South, East, West building over there by
the
South
Administration
High
Building.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah. Tim, great job as always. We appreciate your information, and we'll touch base with you a little bit later in the semester to see how everything's going.
Okay, thank you.